12. Gregory Peck. The movie studio wanted Rock Hudson to play Atticus Finch. Fate decreed otherwise. Gregory Peck got the role of the small-town southern lawyer in the 1962 film version of To Kill a Mockingbird. The hero of Harper Lee's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel had been a man much like her father, and when the author met the actor on the first day of shooting, she noted, "Gregory, you've got a little pot belly just like my daddy." The star replied, "Harper, that's great acting." From his early days as the most gorgeous man in pictures in Spellbound and Duel in the Sun, to his long prime with a Mount Rushmore visage and the voice of Yahweh on a good day, Peck was the sonorous pitchman for movie humanism. He showed how a strong man could also be a gentleman. He counseled ethnic tolerance of Jews in Gentleman's Agreement and blacks in Mockingbird. As a crusading attorney who is also a gentle single dad to his young kids, Peck made rectitude appear robust. Peck wasn't just an icon, he was an actor, a smart one. He picked hit properties in a wide variety of genres. Winners and losers are all too clearly defined in today's movies. Peck's best films are always found thoughtful shades of gray. Atticus has taken on the case of a black man accused of raping a white woman, a perilous assignment in an Alabama town in the 1930s. He argues his case, brilliantly demolishes the opposition, convinces each member of the movie audience, and loses. But Atticus has shown courage in the fight. It's dangerous to confuse an actor with his movie roles, but by all accounts, the real and the real Gregory Peck were close kin. He was a model of probity, a loyal friend to colleagues in distress, a father confessor to the Hollywood community. He chaired the National Society of This, the American Academy of That. He was laden with official honors. Lyndon Johnson gave him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Richard Nixon put him on his enemies list. Peck received perhaps his sweetest laurel when the reclusive Lee said Gregory Peck was a beautiful man. Atticus Finch gave him the opportunity to play himself. But who will play the Gregory Peck hero now that Noble is for wimps and the best place to find integrity is in Webster's? The masculine delicacy that Peck represented is gone from films. No star has filled his mold. Movie actors don't have the voice or posture or temperament for it. Maybe America can't believe in it.